something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Growing Spiritually.
Hallelujah. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll look at verse 17. I was going to verse 7, which I should take later. But I want to read verse 17 in connection with a thought I was trying to pass across to you. Are you there? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Did you notice what it says? In the vanity, the emptiness of their minds. Read the next part. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. You see, they never had the light of God. I told you about the difference between the heathen and the one described as the wicked. The wicked is the one who's supposed to have the light of God. He's been informed of the things of God, but he's rebellious against God. Okay? So he says, the light of the wicked shall be put out. He used to have light. But the one who never knew God is in darkness completely. He doesn't know anything about God. He doesn't. He has no clue. He has no clue. He may be religious, but his spirit is in darkness. His understanding is darkened. We're talking about spiritual understanding. It's darkened. Look at it. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. How terrible this is. How terrible. Not to know God. Not to know God. How do they live? I've asked myself several times, if I had not been born again, what in the world would I have been doing with my life? You know what it is to live without God? Alienated from the life of God. That's terrible. If you've not been born again, that's the description. And it's my prayer that before we're through today, you'd make a decision for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right, so we'll go back to Job chapter 18, verse 5. And this time we'll get into verse 6, okay? Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. Terrible. Verse 6. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. Remember, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, how can a man receive light? Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. If the word of God enters into your spirit, it'll give you light. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Entrance of thy words giveth light. When God's word gets into you, hallelujah, bring you light. Amen. This is wonderful. Wonderful. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 20. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. There it is again. Now, Psalm 18 and verse 28. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Glory to God. Amen. Through the entrance of his word. The word enters into you, it brings you light. It brings you light. Now, this will help you get into the first portion that we read at the beginning. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. It says, now, he was praying for the Ephesian church, God's people in the church of Ephesus. He was praying for them, and it was a spiritual prayer. In other words, a prayer inspired of the Holy Ghost. And the content of that prayer was, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, grant you, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Next verse. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You know, some people wonder, what is it? Why are you a Christian? They say, what's the difference between the religions of the world? I mean, you can be in any religion, they're all the same. Yes, all the religions are the same. That's very correct. The difference is Christianity is not a religion. Those who don't know what Christianity is think it's a religion. But it's not. But most people have been raised to think so. Hallelujah. All right. So it's very important. Many think Christianity is a religion because all their life long, when they were growing up, as they went to school, they went to work, they asked them, maybe they had to fill a form, and they said religion. And they wrote Christianity. Or they said Islam or whatever. You see, so because everybody around them always said Christianity was a religion, they have this idea that Christianity is a religion. Now, anybody who thinks Christianity is a religion doesn't know what it is. It's no religion. Christianity is the pulsating life of Christ in the human person. It is the outworking of divinity in humanity. It is the revelation of Christ in you. That's what Christianity is. It's not at all a religion. They think of Christianity as the worship of God through Jesus Christ. No, it's not. It's not the same. Are you still there? Christ Jesus literally lives in your spirit through the Holy Spirit. The presence of God literally dwells in you. This was man's craving from the very beginning. Man has always craved a relationship with the divine. That's the reason for all the religions of the world. Man seeking a relationship with the supernatural being he believes is out there, even though he's never met him. That's the reason for creating the religions. Men have created different religions in a bid to finding God. But that's why Jesus came, to make fellowship with God a possibility. And he achieved it. Glory to God. It happened. It worked. It worked. And through that fellowship, we were given eternal life. Through that fellowship with Almighty God, the life and nature of God was imparted to the spirit of the man who received Christ. That's the reason we preach the gospel. He told us, preach the gospel. In other words, tell them fellowship, relationship with Almighty God is possible. Secondly, righteousness is possible and available. And thirdly, eternal life is possible and available. That's what the gospel is. That's what he told us to tell the whole world. He didn't tell us to try to get people into a religion called Christian religion. Do you understand it? It's very important. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So that's what the apostle is telling us here in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go back to verse 17. We'll read it into 18. He says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Revelation. So you don't know God in the classroom. You can't study about him in the laboratory. You can't. God has to be revealed to your spirit. It's a revelation. See, every human being has the capacity, the ability to believe. You believe with your spirit. You don't believe with your brain. You don't believe with your mind. For example, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Why? It's from my spirit. The Bible says, with your heart, with your spirit, you believe. You were made to have the ability to believe God's word. You choose to believe. The beautiful thing in Christianity is that when you believe, you receive. It works. It works. But when you don't believe, it cannot work. Look at it. Romans chapter 1 from verse 16. Romans chapter 1 from verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It doesn't work for the one who doesn't believe. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Growing Spiritually.
Hallelujah. Christ Jesus literally lives in your spirit through the Holy Spirit. The presence of God literally dwells in you. This was man's craving from the very beginning. Man has always craved a relationship with the divine. That's the reason for all the religions of the world. Man seeking a relationship with the supernatural being he believes is out there, even though he's never met him. That's the reason for creating the religions. Men have created different religions in a bid to finding God. But that's why Jesus came, to make fellowship with God a possibility. And he achieved it. Glory to God. It happened. It worked. It worked. And through that fellowship, we were given eternal life. Through that fellowship with Almighty God, the life and nature of God was imparted to the spirit of the man who received Christ. That's the reason we preach the gospel. He told us, preach the gospel. In other words, tell them fellowship, relationship with Almighty God is possible. Secondly, righteousness is possible and available. And thirdly, eternal life is possible and available. That's what the gospel is. That's what he told us to tell the whole world. He didn't tell us to try to get people into a religion called Christian religion. Do you understand it? It's very important. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So that's what the apostle is telling us here in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go back to verse 17. We'll read it into 18. He says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Revelation. So you don't know God in the classroom. You can't study about him in the laboratory. You can't. God has to be revealed to your spirit. It's a revelation. See, every human being has the capacity, the ability to believe. You believe with your spirit. You don't believe with your brain. You don't believe with your mind. The Bible says, with your heart, with your spirit, you believe. You were made to have the ability to believe God's word. You choose to believe. The beautiful thing in Christianity is that when you believe, you receive. It works. It works. But when you don't believe, it cannot work. But it is God's power to save everyone who believes. Until you believe it, you cannot be saved. This is God's power for salvation, for everyone who believes. Praise God. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, so you go back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know. See, God wants you to know, that ye may know, that ye may know. The word translated know is eido. Greek eido, it means to become aware. You see, to become aware. Cognitive realization, very important. To become aware. God wants you to become aware that you may know what is the hope of his calling. If I believe in Jesus, what is it about? What do I get? What's the meaning? He says, you can know. You can become aware of the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The importance of all this. It's the same thought expressed by John, first epistle of St. John, chapter 5 and verse 13. Look at it. I want you to read it from the NIV. Give it to us from the NIV. It says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. Did you notice it's not a promise? He didn't say that you may know that you are going to have. No, no, no. He wants you to know that you have. Because Jesus said, if you believe, you have eternal life. Now he says, I've written to you that you may know that you have. I want you to know that you have. He's writing to those who believe in the name of the Son of God. He says, I want you to know that you have eternal life. This is amazing. I want you to know that you have. See, he doesn't want you to assume. He wants you to know. He wants you to be aware. It's the same word translated know here, I do. Means to be aware. He says, I want you to be aware that you have eternal life. Now, you know, when you are aware of it, you're going to live like it. You're going to act like it. If you don't know, you'll act like you don't have it. But if you know that you have it, you're going to live that way. It's part of your growth. Knowledge. Learning about the things of God. Knowing where you are, who you are. Hallelujah. Just so beautiful. God's word is exciting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Exciting. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. What's eternal life? Eternal life is the life and nature of God. See, that's the life and nature of God. That's the life Jesus had. Go to verse 11 of the same book, same chapter. And this is the testimony. God, this is beautiful. God has given us eternal life. This is in Christ Jesus. He has given us. He is not going to do it. Some people think when we get to heaven, then we can get eternal life. No, no, no. He says, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. It's not in a religion. It's in Jesus. This life is in his Son. Verse 12. Anybody who has the Son, can you see it? He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Period. So what life is that person living then? Go to Ephesians Chapter 2, from verse 11, it says, wherefore remember, he's reminding us what we were before we were born again. That'll tell you where someone is who's not born again. How God sees the one that's not born again. He says, remember that he being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called a circumcision in the flesh made by hands. See, all this was before you were born again. That at that time ye were without Christ. Now think about it. The man that's without Christ. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. It's the most terrible thing for a man to live without God. Look at it. That's the scripture. Having no hope. It says the strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. This is why we're so passionate about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, letting men know what Jesus came to do. He came to give us life. In his own words, he says, I am come that they might have life and have it abundantly. That's what Jesus said. No hope without God in the world. Who wants to keep living like that? He says, that's the way we were before we were born again. And you know, maybe in this room today, maybe someone invited you. Maybe you just even worked in here yourself. And you're not born again. You haven't received the life and nature of God into your spirit. You haven't received the salvation that Jesus came to make possible. You can do that today. You can receive eternal life into your heart, into your spirit today. It's not difficult. All of that will happen in a split second. All that's necessary is for you to believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.